Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, the show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Very important person here this morning, one of my favorite people. She is the Executive Director, CEO, Reach Pikes Peak. Patrice Ravencroft is here. Patrice, you look amazing, my dear.
Good morning. Same. And you're one of my favorite people. We got natives. I should have brought.
I know. I was going to say our trio of natives. I know. We're natives.
Supporting staying local and grassroots. So we're coming to talk about some grassroots community matters.
Absolutely. And you and I were talking, I'm trying to think the last time, Patrice, you were in. It's been a little bit because we all get so busy. You and I were talking about, how are you doing? Oh, just training.
I think it was last
there.
Christmas. We were Wasn't here talking
it?
About Christmas Unlimited and Reach Pikes Peak and Thanksgiving right. baskets and all that and Christmas baskets. I think that was the last time.
And look how time flies.
It does fly.
And you and I were talking. So first we're going to cover what, if folks don't know, what Reach Pikes Peak does, but your increase in demand and need. It has, since the last time I talked to you, increased, almost doubled, right?
Absolutely. It's interesting. You know, Reach Pikes Peak has been here for 53 years. You know, we're on the precipice of really moving into the next century of what we're going to do the next
right.
50 years. And poverty eradication is really the heart of what Reach Pikes Peak does. Our mission is to increase the capacity of low-income individuals so that they can be financially stable and economically viable to be sustaining in the community. And so we do that through three programs, three offices. Our downtown office, that's kind of our headquarters
yeah.
off of Tejon. We have one in Fountain Valley that serves Fountain, Widefield, and Security. And
right.
then we're out in the Calhoun Eastern Plains in the Calhoun Housing Authority.
Now, let's talk about the different programs because there are several programs that you help with. Mm-hmm. And a lot of folks may not know about the different programs. And you can also go to the Reach Pikes Peak website. You just type in Reach Pikes Peak and guess what? Bam. It's
we
there.
Have a website. It's perfect.
I know.
ReachPikesPeak.org. And like you mentioned, our three programs are really geared towards crisis management and long-term poverty eradication. So our FSS program, our Family Stabilization Services, it's designed to be that one-time crisis assistance. We do a lot of financial assistance for clients that are low income and they have a emergency. So our criteria, we're non-zip code restrictive, age restrictive. If you're in crisis and you're low income, and even if you're not low income, you can come into our offices and get support. Our FSS does bus passes, gas vouchers, clothing vouchers. We do. We have a food pantry in our Fountain office and a clothing pantry. We also do medical optical prescriptions. We do VITA taxes once a year. And so that's the one-stop shop, right? You know, that's
right.
the very systematic or excuse me, the very symptom driven. They come in for a utility bill, rental or mortgage assistance, but the root cause is a bigger community issue of, you know, why did they get in this situation? And our two other programs address that.
Okay.
So education is huge for Reach. If you're a low income, 200% or below, you can come into our Transitions to Independence program and gain post-secondary education. Certificate all the way up to a master's. We will come alongside you with goal setting, counseling, coaching, and then financial assistance to
that
get
is
you.
Amazing.
Through.
So literally education.
Yes.
Literally, like I would like to become, I'm just saying, thinking, okay, I need to go get a degree and a certification. And
right.
you're like, we will walk with you and
yes.
help you.
Yes. One of our big partners, NTSOC Nursing Therapy of Southern Colorado, they have a great CNA program. We've sent about 25 to 30 CNAs through their program and we've paid 90% of their certificate fee so that they can participate in the class.
That
and
is
become
incredible.
A CNA and, you know, move on, work at one of the hospitals here. We have amazing hospitals and
yeah.
healthcare is such a high need. So they can get their education and move up to make more dollars, which will go into stuff we're going to talk about later about, you know, staying sustainable in this environment.
Yes. And this a lot of families are finding that challenging right now, aren't they? And let's also talk about the other program. And this is also on the educational side of things?
It is. This one's a little bit more spread out because we want our community members that are low income to have assets to build wealth while they're in poverty. So our IDA program, it's one of the only in El Paso County. It's a match savings program for adults. If you're 185% or below the federal poverty level, you get into our program for 3 months, you save a dollar, we'll match it 1-to-1 up to 1-to-5, and you can use it on one of three matches, first time home, car purchase, or education. And so they'll have anywhere from, you know, $2,000 to $5,000 to really say how can I use this asset to move me forward income bracket wise, education wise, and just the formation of your family to be stable. So I love IDA because it gives adults, you know, like that second chance to, you know, really build something for their family.
Well, and especially if a family or an individual is struggling, you know, trying to make ends meet, right? The last thing that can sometimes be on their mind is, I need to save money.
Yes.
Right? So, I mean, that's kind of the last thing. It's like, no, I need to pay bills. I need to pay my utilities. I got to put food on the table. Yes. Oh my gosh, my kids need cool school supplies, right?
Got to get to work. Got to put gas in the tank. Those everyday things. And then, but at the same time, you go a year, and if you're in the same job, but rental prices, all these things are going up. The cost of food goes up to eat healthy, all these things. One situation can happen, and you can land in our FSS program, but we'll be there to help. But IDA really has this idea behind that we can come alongside you while you're doing that and help your progression in whatever area you need.
Yeah, that's perfect. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Patrice about the need in the community. It is on the rise, isn't it?
Yes.
So we'll talk more with Patrice Ravencroft, Executive Director, CEO, Reach Pikes Peak, next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we are talking with Patrice Ravencroft, Executive Director, CEO, Reach Pikes Peak. Girl, you guys have been so busy.
Good morning. We've been a little busy.
I know. You and I were talking before we even started because we figured out how long it has been since we kind of touched base. You and I are kind of like passed by on Facebook. Hi, Patrice. Hi, Renee. You know what I'm saying, because we're so busy.
Absolutely. But when we get together, it's amazing.
We don't stop talking. I'm sure we would annoy several thousand people around us there.
Right? Like, yeah, don't put her back on. This is great, though. We're going to enjoy this segment, though.
Oh, we are. Absolutely. So we were talking about the increase in need. And you guys look at, like, rental prices, house, everything that is happening in the community. And then you have to track, like, what's happening with families. And you and I were talking before we got started today, and it almost doubled. You guys are seeing, what, in almost 8 months from the last time I talked to you, the need for Reach Pikes Peak, the services that is provided, almost doubled. Is that right?
Absolutely. You know, we're fortunate. Reach Pikes Peak has brought on 2 case managers so that we can take on more community members in need. But, you know, right around the last time we were meeting, we were seeing about, you know, 250, 350 households each month. You know, it fluctuates. And we are right at a medium of, you know, 425, 450 every month of households served.
And that's on
through our doors.
Yeah, the low end. You were saying even up over 600 sometimes.
Absolutely. Especially now in the summer, the need kind of switches. You know, in the wintertime, we see a little bit more rental and mortgage assistant, and now we're seeing a lot more food insecurity, but the housing prices are really going up. So now, we know at the end of the summer, we could see a lot more eviction letters, 3-day demands, and demand for payments for people that are running behind. And, you know, every year their leases are going up by a certain percentage. And, you know, we're trying to be at the forefront so that we can be with the cadence of how, you know, the community is filling these traumas. I see them as, you know, we kind of criminalize poverty sometimes, but in the sense of the federal poverty level, it doesn't take much to qualify for that. You know, and jobs, it's an economy right now where not everyone has the right opportunity for all these jobs. Cybersecurity is always a need, healthcare. So Reach Pikes Peak, we see that as a very big niche for people in poverty to get short-term education so
really,
that they can get
really
higher
good.
Paying jobs.
Absolutely.
You know, that will be here. And like healthcare, oh my goodness, it's such a needed field and such an important field and a great opportunity where whether it's a CNA, MA, even if you want to go to nursing school, there's accelerated programs, there's all sort of certificates that you can get and be in the healthcare field. And so all that to say, our goal at Reach Pikes Peak is really to give opportunity to people so that they can survive in the community and thrive.
Absolutely.
You know, we have such a beautiful
instead
community.
Of just trying to survive.
Yes,
right.
Absolutely. Yeah. But we're in the fight. You know, there's a lot of nonprofits that we're here. Our doors are open and we're ready to help our community stay stable.
Well, and seeing the increase that you're seeing at Reach Pikes Peak, that of course is an indicator of the other organizations and agencies are seeing the same increase. And you all are part of the continuum of care, correct?
Absolutely. And it's a great coalition of nonprofits that are talking about how can we help prevent homelessness? How can we come together as a coalition to be at the premises of, you know, what the people that are, whether they're chronically homeless, mm-hmm. they're newly homeless, they've been homeless for a year or two, but they're working. You know, there's so many different right. areas that people are struggling with. We're more preventative. We want to make sure that people stay in their homes before that, but it's a collaboration. The preventative agencies and the homeless care agencies are really trying to work together because one agency can't do it all.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you and I kind of talked, and you kind of highlighted what some of the top focuses for folks are right now, which you were talking about the food, need help with some food.
Absolutely.
But in general, what would you say are some of the highest needs you're seeing right now at Reach Bike? I'm assuming it might be housing.
Absolutely. Rental and mortgage assistance. I mean, we have to decline at least 50 calls a day. We're wow. taking as many as we can, but rental and mortgage assistance is very limited in Colorado Springs. But one, you know, initiative that the city has is the Emergency Solutions Grant, which is a huge preventative.
Yeah, tell us about this.
Absolutely. So Reach Bike Speak is one of the grantee agencies, but we can use it for first-time deposits, security deposits, and rental and mortgage assistance so people can avoid eviction. And it's really great. It's a grant that Reach Bike Speak administers, and it's been huge and vital for our FSS program.
Which is fantastic, because again, you guys are trying to keep it from happening, mm-hmm. and sometimes just that little bit of help can help keep somebody on track instead
Absolutely.
Of, you know, possibly their family becoming homeless.
It's, Absolutely.
It is incredible. And then the other ones, the housing, and then you would say probably food right now, is food insecurity yes. is probably one of the biggest.
Absolutely. Our food pantry in Fountain, you know, we are constantly going through meal bags. Anywhere from 10 to 15 families are coming in to get food. They can get it up to 3 to 5 times a year, depending on the situation. But if you're hungry, we want you to eat. The other one is utility assistance. We are one of a handful of agencies that administer the Project COPE program through Colorado Springs Utilities. And we administer a little under $200,000 throughout the calendar year to help families keep their lights on. And we do conservation kits that they get. We do budget counseling alongside of that and really do planning alongside of how they can manage a tight budget so that they can stay with their lights on, stay with, you know, keeping their mortgage or their rental agreement.
Absolutely. Okay, so we do need to take a quick news break. We got so much to talk with Patrice about, including we're going to talk about, you know, maybe you need assistance or maybe you would like to get involved. Also, if you missed this block party last year, you're not going to want to miss it this year. The second annual Rhythm and Brews, I can say it, block party is coming up. So we will have more with Patrice Ravencroft, Executive Director, CEO, Reach Bike Speak, next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And today, Patrice Ravencroft, Executive Director, CEO, Reach Pikes Peak, is here today. And you guys have so much going on. And I know, Patrice, we are just scratching the surface. Really, I mean, we are just scratching the surface. Right. And you are all over the community advocating and helping, trying to keep, you know, helping families mm-hmm. in our community. And I know some folks may be thinking, okay, let's start with if they need assistance. What is the best process? And then let's go into, no, I want to help. Mm-hmm. I want to be an advocate. I want to help. What do I do? So let's start Absolutely. With if a family, we know summer for some, as we were talking before the break, especially right. the food right now, mm-hmm. a lot of families don't have enough money to get food. They rely on school lunches and stuff.
Absolutely. It's almost 2 more meals they need to provide. Mm-hmm. So they're very lean right now. Absolutely. And I think the first thing is all of our phones go to all our case managers. We're open 8 to 4:30. Our summer hours are limited, but in August we'll be back to the 8 to 4:30.
But they can go back to school and stuff.
Absolutely.
Okay.
They can call 719-358-8396. That is Reach Pikes Peak's number.
Say that again really quick.
Yes, 719-358-8396.
Okay.
And we get about 4,000 calls a year. And so you can call us directly. Our Colorado Springs office is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4. Our Fountain office is open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Calhoun is once a week on Thursdays from about 8 to 2, depending, because Calhoun's a little bit lighter. So you can come into our office during those times, but I would definitely just call that number, 358-8396. It's a local Colorado Springs number. And then you can go to reachpikespeak.org. We've had people reach out to our Facebook page for help, Reach Pikes Peak CO. Anyway, the other thing is Pikes Peak United Way is another pillar in this community. Their 211 number, they are the hub of resources, and you can call them as well and explain every need that you have. If it falls in our line, they'll get our number anyway. They're going to connect you. Right. But that's another easy 211, especially if you know someone that needs help. Say, call 211. They have resources for everything from mental health, preventative, homelessness, childcare, everything. They are the hub of nonprofits. So either
one. And
they
help direct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are a huge help to us in fielding those calls that go out to all the community members.
Well, and it's got to be hard when a family or a person is in crisis. Mm-hmm. Look, we've all been there at some point, you know, in some way, shape, or form.
Yes,
But when you're in crisis and your family's involved, sometimes it's hard to kind of sort through everything, isn't it? So it's great to have resources like yours. Call up, you sit down right with someone
one-on-one,
and you try to figure out what is the best course of action.
Absolutely. We kind of have this pathway out of poverty plan. It has conservation tips, best practice, budget planning, crisis management, debt alleviation, so many things that happen inside of our office on top of financial assistance. But we always need volunteers. If you want to learn about case management and be trained, even for bus passes, gas vouchers, or helping us with the food pantry, giving out baskets, being a part of that and actually helping our clients face-to-face, you can call that number and volunteer with us. We would love that. If you have marketing background, business, executive leadership, anything, we have so many needs that you can donate your time to. You want to throw a food drive, a toiletry kit with your company or with your family, your friends. If you want to get involved, reach back to you. Has many opportunities along with some.
Absolutely.
So thank you for that opportunity to share that too, because
absolutely.
People do want to give back. You know, there are a lot of issues in Colorado Springs, and as a native, I'm here for all of them, and I'm going to advocate as much as possible. There are so many people that are like, we want to get involved. You know, this event that we have this Saturday is case in point. We have El Pomar Foundation, UMB Bank, so many great community people that want to give back to nonprofits so we can continue doing good.
Right.
And
especially coming to an event. Especially as the need is increasing right now, as we were discussing. Yes. I mean, close to almost doubling, like you were saying. Mm-hmm. So I can also
see
how, and if you can't, you know, contribute financially, then maybe volunteer your time.
Absolutely. Volunteer your time. You can donate a jacket. You have old shoes, kids' clothes. You're, you know, it's summer. You have winter stuff that you're not going to use. We're already prepping for, you know, school and winter, and we already know families are not going to have jackets. They're not going to have, there's so many different ways. Even your time with the client to show them dignity and help them, you know, in the office is so impactful, and a listening ear. Sometimes people, they need financial assistance and they need help, but they also just want to know someone isn't going to judge them for needing help.
Exactly.
And all of our board members, our staff members, we've all either experienced homelessness, severe poverty, or are just incredibly passionate about helping people get on their feet. So you're going to come into Reach Pikes Peak and meet these faces that we've been there, we understand, but there is a pathway, and there are there are ways that you can specifically change the course of your trajectory to, you know, thrive out of poverty.
Right.
It's possible. That's the
thing. It is possible, and that is the thing. Mm-hmm. So, and of course, fundraising is one of the biggest things. Now, there are a couple of big events, right? There's the formal event every year, which is, don't tell me, November?
Ooh, September.
I was close.
It was really close.
Okay, I was off by a couple months. Don't judge. But I mean...
Hit the at the end, yes. Yeah. Groovin' in September is a great event. It's a plated dinner. It's at Norris Penrose Event Center this year. There are new hosts, so we're expanding that event. So we have more... people that can come. Tickets are $50 for individuals, $100 for a couple. And that date is Saturday, September 21st.
And that's a formal event. Is that like black tie formal, or is that, is that a different
one? We are doing Western theme this year. We want to have a big party. We want to celebrate.
Okay.
We have a great keynote that we're going to share that later on, probably in August, to share who's going to give our keynote.
That's
and it'll
exciting.
Be a great program, a DJ Western theme. Saturday, September 21st, Groovin' in September. It's open to the public until tickets are open. And then this Saturday, if you guys are free, if you're in town, this is a free event, block party on Pikes Peak Avenue from Tejon to Nevada. It's called Rhythm and Brews, live music, food vendors, Heavenly Dogs will be there, Sebastiano's Pizza, Lucial's Gourmet Catering. We have a DJ, a fire truck, aerialist from Dragonfly. We have so much going on Saturday, but it's free. And it's at 5 p.m.
Yeah, and this is just the second annual, because I remember when you guys launched this last year, and it was the first year, and it was just a knockout, wasn't it?
Fun. We're like, let's just shut down a street. But, you know, we want to be with our community. Downtown is one of our flagship offices, so we want the community to come and celebrate. We'll share a little bit about Reach, but for the most part, this event, you can come get a beer. The entire beer garden, The proceeds go to Reach Bikes Peak.
Wow.
There's opportunities to give there. Our sponsors have sponsored everything so that we can have the event. So it's a great fundraiser for Reach and our community to keep doing good.
Okay, so again, that is this Saturday. And you guys are, did you just call up the mayor and go, hey, mayor, we're taking over Pikes Peak Avenue?
A little bit. It's so great. We get to work with the police department, barricades, the city. They've been wonderful, you know. And we're taking up a whole block, but we have great partners. There's going to be something for kids. Bring a chair. We have everything out there. You can walk down. All the downtown and Westsiders can come down, and it's
everybody free. Just come down.
Yes, and it's off of Tejon and Nevada, right on Pikes Peak. The south side will be completely blocked off, but you'll see tents, and we'll have a bunch of signage and
it's going to be fantastic.
Loud music, it'll be fun.
Okay, and so from 4 to 5 is military VIP hour. What does that mean?
Yes, so if you are military, you can come get a red band, and you get kind of like the soft opening to the event. You get free access to all the things at first. So 4 to 5, we also have a private performance from Brittany Renee. She has a beautiful vocalist in Colorado Springs, and then we have a couple extra treats from our sponsors that are hosting the VIP section. So if you're military, come early at 4. Everyone else, the open to the public outside of military is at 5 p.m.
Okay, so get in. Don't forget the sunscreen. I'm just saying.
Yes, bring a water bottle, a chair, come down, and listen to some great music. The Barefoot Family Caravan is an amazing band. And we also
are local?
They are. They live in Manitou. And then DJ Shields, he's a family-friendly DJ. He's going to be going the whole time. It'll be really fun.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Okay, that is from 5 to 10 this Saturday, downtown Pikes Peak, between Tejon and Nevada. It's the second annual Rhythm and Brews Block Party. Okay, we will be back with more next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today, we are talking with Patrice Ravenscroft, Executive Director, CEO, Reach Pikes Peak. And we were chatting during the break, Patrice, and we were kind of talking. And the one thing I think that really is, it's hard for sometimes a lot of folks to understand, maybe not though, because if you haven't experienced it, but you have from every walk of life through the doors at Reach Pikes Peak.
Absolutely.
We're talking from 6-7 figure income earners.
Yes. Yes.
To maybe a single mom. Mm-hmm.
Single dads. Individuals.
Right.
We get young adults that are single, that are, you know, entry level, and it's a struggle to keep a car note, car payment, rent. You throw rent, that's their whole check. So, you know, we get widowers too. I mean, I've sat with so many individuals that are new in this space of handling bills, or never handling bills before, not really knowing how to pathway out of that to be sustainable on their own.
Right.
Fixed income, seniors is a big demographic that we handle because it's a fixed income. I mean, if they can't pay rent, there's not a lot of adjusting at that time that they can do. So yes, all walks of life, we're non-age discriminatory, we're non-zip code restrictive. It's if you need help and you're in crisis. Some of our programs are geared more to income limits, but that's more of our education programs and our IDA, because we really want the people that are most vulnerable to have these opportunities. But our FSS program, we get all walks of life. And I think the other thing is I really love when people are like, you know, maybe I do know someone that has been struggling and I haven't known what to do, and give them 2-in-1, give them Reach Pikes Peak, give them, there's so many community assets out there that can help them. But we all know someone that has not been able to make rent, or, you know, in a crisis where they can't pay their utilities, or they're just struggling.
Can't buy food, right? Mm-hmm. And what would you say for those that, look, we all know that crisis and emergencies happen and they come last minute, but for somebody, you kind of see it coming down the road. Does that make sense? Say there is job loss. Say there is. What would be your best advice to them? Like, reach out now. Start planning now.
Yes, absolutely.
Don't wait until the last minute. Because sometimes you're going to get so scared, right?
Oh,
fear
gosh.
Can be so crippling for some people.
Absolutely. And we filled a lot of those calls. And it's really great because we're talking about adults that are trying to be self-sufficient, but they have barriers against them that are keeping them. It's just hard to break past this plateau of income level. So for us, we're like, are you calling your insurance company? Are you getting the lowest rate? Are you looking at your house? Has it been weatherized? Are you doing conservation things around your home to bring that bill down? Are you making sure that you have the lowest bills per everything, internet, cable, everything? We go to the details of like, how can we, you know, 3 to 4% could be hundreds of dollars each year they could use for that one utility bill that could be the thing that
Isn't that amazing?
Steamrolls them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So absolutely call early. Even if you're low and you're like, I don't even, I'm at $500 and my rent is $1,700 and it's coming up in a couple days or 2 weeks or a month, call us, you know, call 211. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay. So let's remind everybody, it is the Rhythm and Brews Block Party this Saturday, second annual. This is free.
It's free, open to the community. Military can come at 4. It's open to everyone else at 5. Live music, food trucks, activities, performances, tons of stuff for kids, face painting. Just a lot of fun, to be honest. So come on down, grab a chair. We have a ton of stuff for you guys, and have a good night.
Absolutely. If you saw the fun craziness last year, you're not going to want to miss this year, right?
We made it back. We're doing it again.
I love it. And again, if folks want to reach out, what's the number again?
719-358-8396, or you can go to reachpikespeak.org.
And again, that's if you need assistance or if you would like to give assistance.
Absolutely. Or yes, yeah. And give back. Absolutely. And information about all of our events, how to volunteer, all that are on our website.
Get your tickets
as well.
For the big event coming up in September.
Yes.
Are they ready now?
They are ready online.
Are they available now?
September 21st.
That sells out every year.
Norris Penrose. And it's a packed house. Great fun, great food. We're really excited. And it's at Norris Penrose. It's beautiful. So right. We're in a private room and it's going to be fun.
And again, it sells out every, I just want to emphasize
every year,
that.
Yes.
Every year
yes.
It sells out. So get your tickets now. Patrice, it is fantastic seeing you.
Thank you. Thank you for letting us take so much time to break down some of this stuff. We really appreciate the partnership.
Well, absolutely. We need to talk about some of the big things that are facing our community, yeah. Right? So we appreciate it.
Thank you
it.
So much,
Thank
Renee.
You,
Good
Patrice.
To see you.
Good to see you. And coming up tomorrow on the Extra Business Edition. That's tomorrow on KRDO News Radio.